Cupid Leors by Selenic. Read by Interstellar Blue. Minyo hummed along to the elevator music, moving his half-spread wings and grooving lightly to the rhythm as he waited to descend. By any logic, a celestial elevator should not be so slow, taking about 20 minutes to go all the way down to Earth. But the powers that be had decided that since patience was a virtue, all angels should practice it, including Cupid's. It was supposed to be just a temp job for Minyuk, a starting point as he looked for other employment opportunities within Astro Angels Inc., the company responsible for the heaven side of any human-related field work on Earth. Heaven and hell, it had turned out, were a lot more organized than Minyuk had ever thought in his non-angelic life, owing some inspiration to the human world for the efficiently sectioned business model that both realms operated on. Apart from any currency being the driving force behind things, of course. With maybe the exception of the Department of Job Transfers and parking space allotments, there was a certain weirdly valid correlation between the two things. The celestial elevator was the only thing that didn't work with the same high-level efficiency as everything else. Otherwise, Minyuk wouldn't be stuck working as a Cupid, and spending more of his time traveling in vertical directions compared to horizontal ones. Fortunately, they changed the music on a regular basis, because even the most patient angel would go crazy if they had to listen to the same tune every single time. The interior of the elevator, however, was suitably radiant for a heavenly mode of transportation, with pure white walls that glowed from within, shining golden railings to hold onto, and the buttons for the multitude of different floors had letters and numbers so swirly they were almost illegible. On his first week on the job, Minyuk had spent a good many hours memorizing the layout, though weeks and hours really didn't make a difference to an angel. But just like the job, using the units had just kind of stuck with Minyuk even after becoming an angel. And speaking of one more thing Minyuk was stuck with, on cue, the elevator halted on floor 11, ammunitions and supplies, and the opening doors revealed the smiling face of Angel Myungchun, Minyuk's section chief. Lately, he seemed to be popping up wherever Minyuk was headed to, even though section chiefs weren't really obligated to take part in missions. Minyuk could have been a bit suspicious about why, but then again, it could just be that Myungchun just loved his job a little too much. He certainly seemed to have a lot of affection to spread around, and Minyuk always got his share whether he wanted it or not. "Going down too?" Myungchun asked with a wide smile, entering the elevator with a happy spring in his step, and Minyuk put his wings away to make room for him. Being able to fly was definitely one of Minyuk's favorite things about being an angel, but if the wings weren't dimensionally foldable, living with them would really be a hassle. "Yes, Sunbaenim," Minyuk replied and bowed slightly. Since Myungchun was his senior in their department, Minyuk tried to be polite, even though the other angel's actions occasionally made him wonder which of them was actually older. "It's such a beautiful day to spread some love," Myungchun said brightly. "I requested some extra powerful arrows for today from the munitions department." He entered his mission card into the appropriate slot, and as the small screen lit up, his face did the same. "I am not going to like this," Minyuk immediately thought. "We have the same destination," Myungchun said, turning to smile at Minyuk, and yes, radiant would be a perfect word to describe it, too. The doors closed and the elevator resumed its slow descent, with Minyuk and Myungchun enclosed in the small spaces. Slowness was one thing, but having an elevator that could comfortably fit only two people, uncomfortably maybe four, felt like an oversight even considering that the elevator was multidimensional. Minyuk imagined an infinite amount of similar elevators, filled with pairs of awkwardly standing passengers, trying to get through the long trip without too much embarrassment. "Looks like it's a double date then," Myungchun said, and within the glowing enclosure leaned against Minyuk, almost squirming with delight. Under the lights, Myungchun's brilliantly white and sparkly suit stood out against Minyuk's casual black clothing like a floodlight. On a mission, the suit wasn't a required uniform as such, so whenever Minyuk got out of the office, he would skip on the formal wear. Myungchun, on the other hand, seemed to love suits, The flashier, the better, and this one seemed made entirely out of sequence. "Please, Sunbae, I've asked you not to do that," Minhyuk said, yet made no effort to push Myung-jun away. Because that was the thing about Myung-jun, no matter what he did, Minhyuk had a hard time saying no to him, and he had a terrible hunch as to why that was. "And I've asked you to just call me Myung-jun, yet you never do," Myung-jun said, pretending to pout. And it shouldn't have looked cute to Minhyuk, but it did. "Come on, try it," Myung-jun said, grabbing onto Minhyuk's arm. "Myung-jun, Myung-jun, Myung-jun," he kept repeating, while pursing his lips and leaning ever closer. And not for the first time, Minhyuk wondered what those lips would be like to kiss, and if even kissing would shut Myung-jun up. Yet he was tempted to try. A crystalline bell sounded, indicating the elevator had reached its destination. "We have arrived, Sunbae-nim," Minhyuk said, and then politely but determinedly detached himself and set out, trying to keep his mind on the mission instead of Myung-jun's inviting lips. "So close, yet so far," Myung-jun said and sighed, but then happily followed along. The doors had opened into a cozy cafe with a warm-toned interior, and into that quiet moment of the afternoon when the lunch rush was over and school wasn't over yet for the day. A spattering of verdant plants here and there provided a nice atmosphere, and offered a few shaded corners for couples in love to sit in and stare into each other's eyes. Minhyuk had visited cozy cafes like this for missions more times than he could count, but there was still something special about this one. He might come back when he had some free time. Right now there were only a few people around, but Minhyuk's target today wasn't among any of the customers. It was the man behind the counter. Moonbin, the young successor to the recently very popular Moonlight Cafe, was going to fall in love today. Minhyuk wondered who with, but that would be Myung-jun's job. The elevator vanished, having never been seen by human eyes, and Minhyuk headed for the counter. Normally Cupids were invisible to humans too, but Minhyuk felt like having some coffee while he waited for his target's fated partner to appear, so he let himself be seen. That he appeared out of thin air was something that a normal human mind just skipped past, as it was something that couldn't possibly happen unless you were watching a magic show or a movie, so Minhyuk didn't worry too much. "Good afternoon, what may I get you?" Moonbin asked him with a smile, as if Minhyuk was just another normal customer who had walked in through the door. The smile was wide and genuine and no doubt lovable, and Moonbin's looks and charm had clearly played a role in the cafe's increased flow of customers. But Minhyuk couldn't help but think he wasn't as charming as Myung-jun, which was not what he was supposed to be thinking about anyone. "Iced Americano, please, no sugar," Minhyuk said, making his order. He was in the mood for something cold and bitter, to offset the overflowing sweetness of his current companion. "Get me a hot caramel cappuccino," Myung-jun leaned in to whisper into Minhyuk's ear, speaking needlessly softly since remaining invisible meant that no one but Minhyuk could hear him anyway. The cafe's soft lighting glimmered on Myung-jun's sequined suit, reflecting light stars off his coffee-dark eyes that watched Minhyuk with playful interest. They were beautiful. "And a hot caramel cappuccino, please," Minhyuk said to Moonbin, ignoring Myung-jun's closeness as best as he could, and taking out his department-issued credit card to pay for the beverages. Because it would be bad for the human economy if money just started appearing out of nowhere, or if things were left unpaid, Heaven had a few Earthside businesses as well to cover the costs in the field. Minhyuk would have to remember to mark this down on his expenses when he got back. "Waiting for someone?" Moonbin asked, a happily hinting gleam in his eyes as he took the payment and handed Minhyuk the receipt. "Should I hold off on serving the coffee until they arrive?" "Thank you, but no need," Minhyuk replied, offering no further clarification, because there was really no short way of explaining Myung-jun, visible or not. "I will take a seat over there," he added, pointing to an empty table not too far from the counter, then bowed lightly and made his way to the seat. "I'll bring the coffees over soon, then," Moonbin called after him and went to work. "He is handsome and polite and seems to have some mischief in him, too. I like him, and I think they will be happy together," Myung-jun said cheerily, still invisible as he sat down on the chair beside Minhyuk's. "Do you think we could be happy together, too?" he asked, and it was hard to tell if it was a joke or if Myung-jun actually meant something by it. So, instead of thinking too hard on it, Minyuk summoned up his mission brief, leaving it hovering in the air as he tried to recap the information on his target. But Minyuk's mind still remained on something else, and that was mainly Myung-jun. Myung-jun had been the one to take Minyuk under his wing when he had entered the company, and rather literally in the beginning. While Minyuk had waited for his own wings to grow to their full size, more than once he'd been forced to rely on Myung-jun to fly him to places where no other transport had been built. Myung-jun's wings were magnificent, all pure white, with golden outer edges on the long primaries and secondaries that glowed in the sunlight. Myung-jun had also been the one to teach Minyuk all about the procedures, rules, the structure of the company, and so forth, only to later on show him where the procedures could be cut short, the rules bent, the structures overlooked. In a place of organized efficiency, Myung-jun had found a way to make things work better by using all the loopholes he could find. It was a special kind of genius. In addition to that, he was also kind and funny, and as Minyuk had learned during one company karaoke night, also possessed a truly angelic singing voice, no pun intended. Yet Myung-jun was also sometimes irritatingly energetic, and his concept of personal space was, at least where Minyuk was concerned, almost non-existent. But Myung-jun never meant any harm, and over time his presence had slowly grown on Minyuk, so much so that it was starting to feel almost... "Ah, he's here!" Myung-jun suddenly exclaimed, and Minyuk saw him take a quick peek at his own mission file too to confirm his target. "Lee Dongmin, also known as Chaonu, it's time for you to feel the love." "Chaonu?" Minyuk asked and frowned, suddenly a little worried. "As in, the Chaonu, the super-famous actor and singer who makes men and women across the world swoon over him?" That could stir up trouble fast. "Oh, you've heard of him," Myung-jun said, as if dealing with world-class celebrities was an everyday thing for him. "He's a regular customer here. I think he's had a crush on the barista for quite a while now." The little bell above the door jingled, and as Lee Dongmin entered the scene, all sorts of alarms started ringing in Minyuk's head. He could already see one pair of curious eyes looking at the arriving man from a corner table, and made note of the broad-shouldered man standing outside the cafe door as if on guard. "Welcome to Moonlight Cafe," Moonbin called out, his back to the door. "What may I make for you?" Then he turned around, holding a tray with the Americano and cappuccino Minyuk had ordered, and suddenly time seemed to stand still. It actually didn't. Minyuk would know if it did, because it was within the power of the angels to make that happen. But for Lee Dongmin and Moonbin, the effect was the same. Lee Dongmin was dressed casually in jeans and a t-shirt, and had hidden his face under the shadow of a cap and behind thick-rimmed glasses. Sunglasses would have seemed a more obvious choice, but that would have just screamed celebrity to the world. But it was still very clear that he was exceptionally good-looking. When he spotted Moonbin, he smiled, and even Minyuk had to admit it made his heart skip a beat. Still, the smile wasn't as radiant as Myung-jun's. Not that Minyuk was comparing anyone to Myung-jun in any way, again. As Minyuk turned to Moonbin, he saw how hopelessly smitten the man already was, yet he was clearly also aware of who Lee Dongmin really was, painfully so. Being a professional, Moonbin would never approach a customer with any personal objective in mind. And being a prominent figure in the entertainment industry, Lee Dongmin knew the repercussions of falling in love were greater than for other people. So the two men had just been dancing around the issue, exchanging lingering glances and fleeting touches whenever they met. Both were willing to go further, but neither of them had so far crossed the line between interest and love in their hearts. And if Minyuk and Myung-jun didn't intervene, maybe these two never would, even if the feelings were already there. Because, after all, a Cupid's job was not to force love on anyone, but to give you the courage to follow your heart. To break the spell, Minyuk coughed politely, just to move things along and totally not to prevent Myung-jun's coffee from getting cold. Waking from his daze, Moonbin carefully hurried over to Minyuk to serve the coffee. "One iced Americano and one hot caramel cappuccino. Here you are, sir," he said politely, as he set the drinks down. And the smile he gave to Minyuk was no less genuine than before, though a fair amount shorter, as he soon rushed to take his place at the counter, where Li Dongmin already stood, waiting for him. "Yes, just line up for me nicely like that, if you please," Minhyuk heard Myungjun say, and Myungjun was giggling, and Minhyuk realized he'd been expecting trouble from the wrong direction. Myungjun had summoned his bow and was already taking aim. Even Myungjun's weapon of choice reflected his character. While Minhyuk preferred a nicely crafted traditional long or short bow, or, in extremely tricky cases, a more modern compound bow, Myungjun's small, glittery bow looked like it had been bought from a toy store. It looked silly, impractical, and definitely not intended for any serious use. But in the hands of a Cupid, anything became a tool for the job that worked, regardless of its shape or structure. Right now, Myungjun was wielding the flashy thing like a pro, aiming a ridiculous-looking arrow with a tip shaped like a huge heart, straight at Li Dongmin and Moonbin. The arrow hummed and glowed, and Minhyuk was certain it was not regular issue, but one of the special ones Myungjun had brought along. "Wait, Myungjun, you can't," Minhyuk said and started to move. But before he could react, Myungjun had already taken the shot, the bowstring releasing with a comical-sounding twang as it sent the arrow on its way. The sound echoed through the space as the heart-tipped thing whizzed through the air, flying right through the two men at the counter, before exploding in a shower of heart-shaped sparkles. "Perfect," Myungjun declared victoriously, grinning from ear to ear. "A nice two-for-one shot, if I say so myself." "Myungjun," Minhyuk said, taking note of how the awkward discussion that Li Dongmin and Moonbin had been having, revolving around coffee but holding meanings beyond words, was cut off short, as both men suddenly looked into each other's eyes, the feelings in their hearts bursting out. And judging by the way they both blushed, it wasn't just their feelings of affection that had been set free. Dongmin's eyes strayed to Bin's mouth, and he bit his lip, swaying gently. Bin reached over the counter and took Dongmin's hand, pulling on it and guiding Dongmin to move around the counter and into the back room. "Myungjun, did you just accidentally claim both our targets, using a supercharged love arrow that we are not, absolutely, under any circumstances, meant to use on people in public places?" "Of course not," Myungjun replied, his smile full of unbridled pride for a job well done, as he craned his neck to see beyond the counter and into the back room. "I did it totally on purpose," he told Minhyuk, grabbing his sleeve and tugging on it. "They're kissing! I bet Li Dongmin's an even better kisser in real life than on screen." "If they start making out in there, I'm going to blame it all on you," Minhyuk said, averting his eyes. Director Jinu was so not going to be happy about this. "Oh, don't worry. The owners of the place live in the same building, and your guy has his own room. I'm sure they'll head over there in a moment." Which was all well and good, but that wasn't the only thing to worry about. First of all, there was now no one at the counter, and it would soon be time for the late afternoon rush. Second, the person in the corner table had gotten up, and was approaching the counter with her phone ready to snap pictures. And third, the guard outside had also noticed that Li Dongmin was nowhere to be seen anymore. Something had to be done, and fast, and Minhyuk could think of only one solution. In a situation like this, you had to do things Myungjun's way. "Do you know anything about making coffee?" Minhyuk asked Myungjun, leaving his chair, cracking his knuckles as he got ready to bend some rules. "Not a thing," Myungjun said, putting away his bow and rising up too. "But I'm a quick study." They smiled at each other, clearly of one mind on what needed to be done to protect the busy lovers, and set to work. Unauthorized freezing of time. Jinu started reading from his list. To his credit, he did at least try to sound serious and reprimanding, though this wasn't his first time dealing with a Myungjun incident. But it was probably the first time Minhyuk had been involved as well. "Only for a few seconds of their relative time, Director Jinu, so we could set things up," Minhyuk replied to the accusation, keeping his head slightly bowed just in case. Standing beside him, Myungjun was doing the same, but they were both grinning conspiratorially. "Unauthorized use of charms spells," Jinu continued, "on two accounts." "The young lady and the bodyguard became good friends as a result," Myungjun interrupted. "They bonded over their love of historical dramas like you wouldn't believe. I can only see this as a good thing." unlicensed making and selling of coffee and or other beverages and or cakes, pastries, sandwiches, etc., Ginu went on again, which all surmounts to an illegal takeover of a human-owned business. Only a temporary one, Director, Minyuk replied, smiling and staring at the coffee stains on his trousers. Temporary, yes, but Minyuk had actually had more fun than in a long time. Plus, we ended up making a good profit, inviting people in to hear Myung-jun sing. The angelic voice had also made up for the rather haphazardly made coffee, the flavor of which no one noticed as long as Myung-jun sang. There are several other minor things to be added, but let's just skip to the final major one, Ginu said, and sighed deeply. Unauthorized use of a supercharged love arrow on persons within a public place, an act which almost led to a scandal within the entertainment industry, and could also have led to the downfall of Moonlight Cafe. Forgive me, Director, Myung-jun said, stepped up to Ginu's desk and, to Minyuk's surprise, bowed deeply to the director, but I had no other choice. Minyuk took a cautious peek at Director Ginu, whose expression was very thoughtful. Explain, Ginu said, leaning back in his chair and crossing his arms over his chest, waiting. Myung-jun straightened up, and when he spoke it was without his usual bubbly energy, but with a tone more mature and sensible than Minyuk had ever heard him use, and all Minyuk could do was listen in awe. The truth is, Myung-jun began, that sometimes while all the prerequisites for carrying out the mission are there, such as the mutual attraction, the compatibility of souls, and so forth, the barrier they are held behind is too strong to be broken by the usual means. Myung-jun's voice softened as he went along, his compassion for the pair they had brought together tonight coming through in his voice. Just think of Yi Dong-min's fear of not only getting hurt himself, but hurting the millions of fans who have supported him on his way to fame. Take into account his fear of not being able to have a private life with the one he loves, and exposing Moonbin to the world he lives in, which is not always so simple and pretty. Consider a barrier like Moonbin's desire to keep running and eventually take over the family business, to support his family by doing that. And think of the worry in his heart that the feelings he has for Yi Dong-min could ruin not only his future but that of his family if the public decided to turn against their relationship. Myung-jun paused, summoning his weapon and quiver of arrows and laying them on Jinu's desk. The bow still looked small and toy-like, but now also oddly solemn as it sat there, and finally looking at it properly, Minyuk saw just how unusual the bow really was. Silly as it seemed on the outside, each part had been handmade, and then hand-fitted into place, forming something truly unique. This is my weapon, Myung-jun said, one that I have built myself, one that can break through the kind of barriers we encountered today. I built it, not because it is my job or my mission to succeed at what I do, but because love deserves to be free of such fears. Because while some of Yi Dong-min's fans might be angry or disappointed to find out he loves someone other than them, I believe most of them love him with a true heart and would cheer for his happiness. And Moonbin's family is the same, wishing him to be happy with someone he loves rather than live for their sake alone. For that is what true love is, to wish for their happiness, whether it's family, friends, people you admire, or someone you want to spend the rest of your life with. So that's why, Minyuk thought, smiling as he also came to realize something about love, Myung-jun and himself. That's why I've been falling for Myung-jun, because he believes that with all his heart. And the reason for the use of the supercharged arrow? Ginu asked. But Minyuk could tell he had already given up on pursuing the charges too hard. How else can I put enough power into one shot? Myung-jun asked with a straight face, though Minyuk suspected the answer was more along the lines of, if you're going to do something incredible, might as well do it full force, with sparkles. And if anyone tries to mess with the couple, Minyuk and I will personally see to it that they fail, sir, so don't worry, Myung-jun said, switching abruptly back to his usual self, grinning as he firmly sat down on Ginu's desk. Right, Minyuk? And what else could Minyuk do but say yes, absolutely? As they left Ginu's office, Minyuk glanced back to see the director pick up the hotline to upper management. He smiled at Minyuk and nodded, and Minyuk knew things would be all right. There would be some sort of punishment, of course, as rules were something to uphold even if you sometimes bent them, but it would be nothing they couldn't take. With any luck, a suspension of duties for a week or two could be in their future. Miniuk closed to the large white and gold doors to Jinu's office and stepped into the hallway. "So," Myung-jun said, already walking ahead and through the opening doors of the celestial elevator he had called for them. Today it would only take them from the managerial level of heaven to the residential one, but even that was a journey that took a while. "You never answered my question." Resting his hands on the golden railing, Myung-jun leaned against the back wall of the small space, his smile inviting Minyuk over. "Could they be happy together?" Minyuk didn't really have an answer, but maybe now he'd be interested in finding out. Smiling, Minyuk hurried through the elevator doors before they closed, diving into the brightness that was Myung-jun's arms and tasting the laughter on his lips, thinking that maybe there were things he didn't mind being stuck with. The end.